Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, April 14th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at tonight's top stories.
Tonight, an ISIS cell is found in Mexico. And you'll be shocked what they ask Hillary when they finally catch up to her. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
When everybody's mad at Brian Williams being a big fat liar, why hasn't Hillary stepped down from public life? She told the exact same type of lie that that creep Brian Williams told.
According to the government watchdog group Judicial Watch, officials with the Mexican government and military have confirmed that ISIS has set up two camps just outside the United States border. And they also allege that some ISIS militants are being smuggled through with drugs. Now, these officials are saying that the terror group has two camps. One is reportedly located in Anapra, which is an area just west of Juarez. And the other is near Puerto Palomas, which is a few miles from Columbus, New Mexico. Now, Judicial Watch is saying that this area was targeted because of understaffed municipal and county police forces and a large-scale transit of illegal drugs passes through this area from Mexico. Now, a Mexican Army field grade officer and another Mexican federal police inspector told Judicial Watch that human traffickers known as coyotes are working for the Juarez cartel, and they're smuggling the ISIS terrorists into the U.S. through the very porous border there. Of course, this is what we told you is going to be happening. What's the big problem with having wide open borders? Now, we reported in 2014, Texas Sheriff Gary Painter, he was saying ISIS would be crossing the border, striking the United States. In August, that was reaffirmed by a former CIA officer. He told the Laura Ingraham show that ISIS was working with the drug cartels. And then Judicial Watch also reported again in August that ISIS was using Juarez as a staging area, and they planned to launch a car bomb attack against Fort Bliss. And we've also heard reports of prayer rugs being found near the border there as well. So all this is in alignment with threats that ISIS has been making online, especially threats toward the United States military and their families. And now we're getting an official warning from the Pentagon saying, yes, indeed, there is a reason to be concerned with these threats. I wonder why, because now they realize they're right there parked on the border. Now, the message from the Pentagon is saying these organizations are attempting to use our own personal information against us to create fear and anxiety among our ranks and within our families. We all have a responsibility to protect ourselves and our fellow service members and their families, and basically just telling them to be vigilant, monitor their social media accounts, don't put a lot of information out there that is going to allow these militants to be able to track them or track where their families are going, churches and schools, and all things like that. You know, obviously they hate us for our freedoms, so therefore we need to not act like a free country. Now, the site director, Rita Katz, they're the ones who discovered these videos, allegedly, and they're now saying that this ISIS video is part of a Twitter campaign where they're saying they're going to be launching a new 9/11 style attack against America. And Katz says, in a time of lone wolf attacks, and Americans and other Westerners pledging to the Islamic State, this kind of campaign should not be taken lightly. Now, Kurt Nimmo points out in this article that the site intelligence group is linked to the military industrial complex and intelligence, and a number of videos that site has claimed to have discovered were subsequently found to be frauds. And so, of course, all of this is rather conveniently timed. So we're finding these ISIS camps there across the border. Now the Pentagon is affirming that, yes, these threats from ISIS should be taken seriously. Now, linked within that article, Alex Jones actually breaks down the reality of ISIS, the truth about the Islamic State, and how, yes, they're a real terror group, but they are being controlled by the globalists in order to implement this police state, this new world order. They're not actively being stopped, because if you want proof of that, just look at how wide open the borders are. And in fact, the Obama administration is just releasing criminals back into the United States. There's no stopping these folks. Now, we know they're letting through gang members, active gang members there in the drug cartels. And here ISIS is confirmed to be working with them. But according to a new report, hundreds of these illegal immigrants, rapists and murderers have been let back out onto the street. They're deporting fewer of these people than they were even last year. And this is according to some brand new statistics that were just released Tuesday. It was released by the House Judiciary Committee. It showed that more than 30,000 criminal aliens that ICE knowingly released back into the community had amassed nearly 80,000 convictions, including 250 homicides, 186 kidnappings, and 373 sexual assaults. But hey, just whatever, just release them back into the country. Nothing to worry about. So now we have ISIS making active threats against the military. We know they're working with the drug cartels. Yet what are we seeing? All of these drills, these huge, massive drills going across the country, they're actively campaigning against dissidents and patriot groups and sovereign citizens and veterans. That's what the country is supposed to be focusing on. That's what the military and the local police department, and those are the criminals. Here we have a president who won't even dare utter the words Islamic extremism. And, you know, they're just wanting to go against the patriot groups and veterans and perfectly timed ISIS campaigns. So you do the math. Now, if you want to see what a joke the mainstream media has become, it's not just perfectly timed ISIS campaigns. The joke is the mainstream media is going to actually be covering the Clinton presidential campaign trail. Now, just take a look at how they've covered her first few days on the campaign trail since her big announcement. She went on this spontaneous road trip to Iowa, right, as if anything she does is spontaneous. And the media has been closely following her every move. The CNN was like, breaking news, Hillary Clinton talks to a 19-year-old at the gas station. Oh, she won't talk to any of our reporters, but she'll talk to an average American. But the fact that Clinton stopped at a Chipotle for a burrito bowl has garnered more headlines and more coverage than the fact that Clinton wiped her email server clean. Now, Adan Salazar reports that CNN scrambled to provide up-to-the-minute coverage on all the mundane details of her outing. And they were wondering, well, why didn't she go to McDonald's instead? Why Chipotle? And then the New York Times was speculating if her above average order was like the normal Chipotle means of everyday Americans, or was it a polarizing order? Was that burrito bowl a little polarizing there to the American people? And the New York Daily News just really went above and beyond to give you all of the news that you need. They phoned the store's manager for precise details of what Clinton ordered and down to the flavor of her drink. And then you can see there, the Washington Examiner points out just how many reporters found it so fascinating what Clinton was having for lunch. And they said, is it possible to write an entire news story about a former New York senator's decision to order a burrito bowl? And judging from the looks of all of the links to those world leaders in news, the answer to that is yes. And now take a look at this horde of reporters who is chasing down Clinton's van just to get a glimpse of Scooby.
There she goes, and Secret Service following behind her. Okay, they're going around to the back, so we're not going to... You can see the media running behind me here to chase the Scooby van.
Wow.
And she's going around to the back.
Wow, they're...
All right, and we'll see her. We'll see her very soon.
Guy in the orange pants is pretty quick. Alex, I mean, I'm looking at these people. Wow. All right. Now, Orange Pants, he's really outnumbered now by all of the people that are racing around the back.
Now, remember just a few weeks ago when not a single news outlet took the time to actually question Clinton about her email, her private email server, and then those missing emails that she deleted? Yeah, she gave a few statements, but she didn't take any questions. No one got the opportunity to ask her about it. And we were hearing, oh, you know, it's due to a shortage of staff and things like that. But clearly, if you look at all of the horde of reporters that are chasing Clinton, they're not short of staff. In fact, it was only one news outlet, TMZ, that dared to question Clinton. And it's probably because they were just happened to be at the airport looking for Justin Bieber to fly in or something. But then the Huffington Post goes and makes fun of TMZ, the only outlet that dared ask her a question, and they just call him out on how they spectacularly failed because Clinton just walked right by him and she wouldn't answer. So obviously, that's how they covered the story, but the spectacular fail is the fact that none of these trusted names in news have asked Clinton about what happened to those emails. What happened with that big email scandal? Instead, they want us all to talk about her burrito bowl and, you know, how she's just like one of us because she's riding around in her Scooby van on this spontaneous road trip. But one man has an answer for America. His campaign is pretty much letting Americans know that they can do exactly what they can do when Clinton gets elected. Basically, drop your pants and bend over for Hillary. Now, this is a gay Hillary Clinton supporter, and he started an I'd Bottom for Hillary campaign to encourage Americans to submit to the presidential candidate. Now, obviously, it's receiving quite a bit of backlash from others in the gay community. One critic is saying that this campaign is going to do more harm than good, saying, I think he forgets that the rest of America is not like San Francisco. No kidding. We're ready for you, Hillary. We're going to keep on hounding you and not to find out what you're having for lunch. Now, up next, we are going to talk to you about the war on children. And then joining me in studio is Dr. Andrew Wakefield. He's going to talk about some of those tools that they're using to wage that war against your children and what you can do about it.
My name is Alex Jones. Most of you know me from my syndicated radio program and my documentary films, as well as InfoWars Nightly News. When I got on air 20 years ago, I had discovered the globalist program, their plan to take over the world, and my focus went from running 6 miles every other day, swimming 2-3 miles a couple times a week, and lifting weights to focusing on fighting the globalists. I've gone from 279 pounds all the way down to 235 pounds, and the weight's going off even faster. Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, and Oxy Powder. Those three products of the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products are the most important from my own personal experience. And it wasn't just that my weight loss accelerated. My muscle mass increased. My stamina, my energy levels exploded. Now is the time to take action. Start your journey today with the Alex Challenge Pack. It's the trifecta of change. Secure yours today and get free shipping for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Your Federal Reserve tribute known as the income tax is due on April 15th. That is, unless you're one of the following Fortune 500 companies that aren't paying any taxes. Daily Mail reports the Fortune 500 companies that didn't pay a penny in 2014 income tax despite being worth billions. Some of the companies include CVS, Mattel, Prudential, Time Warner, Owens Corning, JetBlue, Xerox, Priceline.com, and perennial bomb maker General Electric. Some of these companies even got tax rebates back. Are you serious? Thank goodness we have Hillary Clinton, who's now attacking the 1%. She really means it. Did you know that Ronald Reagan's Grace Commission report found that 1/3 of all income taxes are consumed by waste and inefficiency in the federal government? And 100% of what is collected is absorbed solely by interest on the federal debt, which means that your tax dollars are paid to the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Bow down to your overlords and pay your stinking taxes, unless you're one of these Fortune 500 companies. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah. Morgan, come over here. Check this out.
Look, I'm gonna feed you some GMOs.
I am Janie. I am Janie.
Man, look at all this cool stuff, man.
This is all
cool.
What
do you think is cool? It's like, I like that over there, but that's okay.
Yeah. I like that thing.
Found it. We have found it.
I'm for more war and more taxes.
Well, I'm for even more war and even more taxes. Well, I'm fighting for the people.
No, I'm the party for the people. For me!
What you were just watching was an example of kids running free and playing without any adult supervision. But what we have today is a now criminalized war on childhood. Now, to help you understand how vast the war on childhood really is, I have my friend here. His name is Morgan, and he's going to help me go over and explain some of the recent articles in the world today on how this is being implemented by governments worldwide. Morgan?
So, the first article we have is by Countercurrent News, and it's city forcing a family to destroy a completely awesome cardboard fort. This family in Utah, their dad made this cardboard fort, and then the city government comes and says, you have to tear this down. It's illegal.
And how fast was the notice?
He had it up, and then the city government came and said, you have 15 days to take this down or else. It actually says this right here.
But the city of Ogden has their own name for this curbside chateau.
That we had garbage in our yard. Specifically cited are a large pile of boxes.
This notice arrived from the city telling the Trentlemans to take the fort down or face a fine. If they fail to pay,
they can also file criminal charges against us and levy the fines as a lien against the house. So they're not playing.
So I would like to just explain like how awesome this looks. I mean, it's a castle, it's got trapdoors, slides, it's insanely awesome.
That's not really important to the American viewer, is it? Now, how dangerous was it? Did it have machine guns? Did it have anti-tank missiles?
No.
Did it have a flamethrower?
No.
That is terrifying. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a terror fort.
An Ogden family's outside of the box idea of fun has rallied support from around the world.
Messages from people in other countries and so forth trying to support us and offering to pay the fines and all that kind of silliness.
The notice from the city of Ogden said the family had 15 days to clean this up. They have just over a week left and they plan to enjoy that time and let all the neighborhood kids play in it.
Here's what the father had to say. He said, I just thought it was an awesome way to use boxes in my kids' imagination.
Wait, hold up. Don't read anymore. Wait, did he just say thought and imagination?
Yes.
In America, you're not supposed to think anymore. I mean, we have McDonald's to do that for you.
I'm not loving it.
All jokes aside, it's not really funny. They're banning running in the UK. This article says, primary school bans children from running in the playground over health and safety fears. Now, I know this sounds insane, but it's actually going on. A primary school has banned children from running in the playground, it was claimed today. The school says children have been told to stop playing a particular chasing game. Ooh, I wonder if it was tag.
Well, they actually have banned tag in New Hampshire.
What?
Yes. The superintendent said that we cannot have any contact with other kids. No hugging, no tag, no anything. No handshakes, nothing.
That's right, Morgan. But they haven't just banned running. They've also banned balls. In New York, ball throwing has become a criminal activity, as this article claims. New York school bans balls at recess, cracks down on tag games over safety fears. Doesn't this sound like New Hampshire?
Yep.
Tossing a football during recess seemed to be a rite of passage for kids in this school community, until now.
I think we need, like, our soccer balls, the footballs, and everything, you know?
Students at Weber Middle School in Port Washington were just informed that during recess, football is out. Hard soccer balls have been banned, along with baseballs and lacrosse balls, even rough games of tag or cartwheels unless supervised by a coach.
A rash of playground injuries has prompted one Long Island, New York school to ban balls and to require teacher supervisions for games like tag. Some of these injuries can unintentionally become very serious, so we want to make sure our children have fun but are also protected. Isn't that like oil and water?
I skin my knees up, I get hurt at recess, it's just part of being a kid. You get hurt. In New York and New Hampshire just don't want to face the truth. In the UK, they ban all those things because they don't want to get sued by parents and stuff.
Isn't it better that we're diabetic and obese?
Well, the New World Order does want us diabetic and obese.
It's not just running, tag, or ball that they're banning. They also want to ban child businesses, such as lemonade stands.
Yes, we have an article here. 6 illicit lemonade stands towns had to shut down, one of which is a little girl named Allie Thorne. Like a lot of kids, 6-year-old Allie Thorne wanted to make some money. She didn't have dreams of fancy cars, yachts, and place in the Hamptons. She just wanted to have enough money to buy stickers. Just a little bit of stickers.
Just a little bit of money, like $5. That's all she wanted.
To buy a few stickers, and the police came and shut her down.
This is just like I said in my last report, the war on entrepreneurs. The government, anytime they see any child acting out of the norm watching TV and getting fat on ice cream, they see it as an attack on them, and they make plans to shut it down fast. This is a war on childhood and a war on our basic freedoms that doesn't stop when you turn 18.
We didn't even have time to get to the stack of articles with people letting their grass grow and facing jail time and even having a vegetable garden.
But wait a second. I thought in World War II it was patriotic to grow vegetables.
Now for the real garden. When the maples are in bloom, it's time to begin planting. When the moisture is just right, the soil won't ball or be sticky. It holds its shape when pressed, but crumbles easily when broken. Then it's right for working and planting.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. In World War II, they did want to have vegetables and growing your own food.
Well, I guess they wanted to be patriotic and strong as a nation.
Yep.
Well, now what do they want us to do? Are we supposed to grow Twinkies in our backyard?
Yes, we are.
I think we've basically covered the war on childhood and freedom today. But it doesn't stop here. Go on Infowars.com to learn more. This is my friend Morgan. We're going to see some more of him in our new report that's coming up, Democrats versus Republicans.
Stop the war on childhood now!
Go to Infowars.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Well, if the mainstream media and big pharma have their way, we're all going to be convinced about how safe and effective vaccines are. We'll tear away our religious exemptions due to whatever outbreak is being propagated on the news. But it's getting more and more like 1984 every single day. Parents who dare question the science behind vaccines and who want to, you know, maybe learn about protecting their children are ridiculed. And we have Australia now threatening to take away some of the welfare benefits of those parents who refuse to vaccinate their children. But the fact is, the science is not settled. And that's why we have an ongoing heated vaccine debate for decades. The science is not settled. Now, my guest here today has fought for years to get the truth out about vaccines and just offer parents an alternative, and even an alternative education and to what's being pumped out consistently through the mainstream media. So Dr. Wakefield, thank you for joining us. It's great to have you in studio, into our new spectacular studio. So talk to me a little bit about this Give Autism a Chance Summit. Why do you think it's so important for people to see real people with, you know, some real solutions?
Well, thank you for having me. And it is a fantastic studio. Absolutely wonderful. This is a conference that's taking place on Saturday here in Austin at the Westin at the Domain. So a very nice hotel. Mm-hmm. Great lineup. It's about... We weren't going to do this again. We did it last year. It was a tremendous success. We said, we're never going to do that again. It's far too much work. And here we are 1 year on doing it all over again. And it's going to be an equal success this year. So it's about getting information to the people about how medical autism is a medical disease, how we need to approach it from a medical perspective, how children can be recovered, the extent to which they can be recovered, therapists, nutritionists, physicians, nursing staff. Everybody's going to be there discussing in a very open exchange format the way forward for autism, how to get solutions for children and for families. One of the very exciting panels is going to be the sibling panel. So little attention is paid to siblings. They get kind of sidelined as all of the attention goes to the child with autism necessarily because they're so sick and they demand such time and effort. But now we have the siblings speaking out and saying what it's like to be growing up in a family with a sibling who's autistic and how... And these are wonderful, wonderful kids. They are so empathetic, so caring, and they're going to get up there and have their own special panel.
Wow.
To discuss what it's like being a sibling with advice for other siblings. And you're not alone. That's the message.
Yeah.
You are not alone. So that's a wonderful thing that takes place. Then we've got another panel, which is my panel. That's the whistleblower panel. And this is talking about the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, coming forth with the revelation that they have known for 13 years that MMR vaccine is causally associated with autism, and they've covered it up. They have hidden it. So the people who were charged with caring for the children of this country have been concealing evidence of harm. And that is the utmost hypocrisy that needs to be exposed. We've got ex-Congressman David Weldon, a physician himself who was in Congress for many years and sat as a guest on the Oversight Committee panels on the vaccine issue, who tried to introduce the Weldon-Maloney bill to get vaccine safety science right out of the CDC, away from the people who are so conflicted. They have a $4 billion a year budget for purchasing vaccines. Their success is judged by vaccine uptake, and yet they're in charge of safety monitoring. It's a nonsense.
Right.
You don't have Boeing investigating plane crashes, and nor should you have the CDC investigating vaccine safety. So
yeah.
There are going to be some great people there, lots of information. What happens next? What happens about the revelations of the whistleblower? How do we get Congress to haul these people in front of them and demand answers? Is there a legal case against the individuals? Is there individual accountability so that a parent whose child was damaged when they had this knowledge, and had that parent had the knowledge they would not have vaccinated, does that parent have legal redress against the individuals, not the CDC, but the individuals who committed the fraud? So these right. are the kinds of questions that we're going to be asking.
Yeah, because you see how the big pharma sort of sets themselves up to not have to worry about any future lawsuits and things like that. So they can go out and do these trials as long as they have a 2-minute long commercial telling you all of the possible things that could happen to you, the side effects of whatever sort of drug you're taking, then they're covered. Now, why do you think there is such a veracity, like a voraciousness with which the media tries to shut down any alternative points of view that, you know, maybe vaccines do cause autism, or maybe there are some other alternative treatments for autism and we need to look at this as a medical issue? Why do you think there's such a pushback?
I think the answer is staring us in the face. And I say this not because it's my supposition. It's because journalists have said to me themselves. And it's because the pharmaceutical industry own the media. They own the network media. They own the print media. They own the magazines. They pay a lot of dollars in advertising revenues. And they basically write the agenda. They write the script. They write the script for people like Anderson Cooper on this issue. And that's what happens in mainstream media. They're never going to cover it. And HHS have said themselves under Sebelius, do not give equal coverage to the other side of the argument, okay? So you're not going to get the truth in the mainstream media. You'll get it on this show and you'll get it in a number of alternative media outlets. You will not get it in mainstream media because they are owned.
Right, exactly. And even on shows like The Kelly File on Fox Network, you know, she does a really good job a lot of the time. But here we'll actually play a clip of her, and she's speaking about a doctor. But she never says the doctor's name, and she never talks about what specific case studies and things that what sort of scientific evidence was disputed and shut down. But you see, even the way she speaks, it's in such a way that anyone who would even think about trying to look up this unnamed doctor is just a fool. So let's take a look at that clip.
In defense of those who have not vaccinated their children, they were given bad information years ago by a UK study that came out in 1998.
Good information.
But now there's good right. information.
Do you oppose mandatory vaccinations for the children?
No.
And so that's just one example here. They're so afraid to even say your name because they know people are going to go online. They're going to do a little research for themselves. There are plenty of parents out there who aren't just willing to take that mainstream media narrative. You know, these are their children. That's their duty as a parent, is to know everything they can to protect their child. And again, we're finding out how the studies have been fibbed. Or here we have, American taxpayers have paid out more than $2 billion, I think more than that at this point, $2 billion in vaccine lawsuits. They point out which vaccines have the highest win rate in court. So this isn't, the science is not undisputed. Here we have an Italian court, I believe in 2014 of last year, paid for a young boy who had vaccine-related autism. So it's not undisputed. It's not a fact. It's not settled. So why do you think that they would force parents to inoculate their children?
Well, this number now, as you say, it now approaches $3 billion in payouts to people who've been vaccine damaged. And many, many of those are children who've had an acute neurological injury that led to autism. So they've already acknowledged that vaccines cause autism. And it's just playing with words. It's a question not of whether it does happen. It's a question now of the body count. And the body count is far higher than they ever want to concede. And the reason they don't settle many, many of the more of these cases is to acknowledge the true level of damage they believe would put people off vaccination. So the lie gets perpetuated and the injustice gets perpetuated. It's not a tragedy. And it's something we'll be discussing at the conference. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. In the court in Rimini awarded for MMR vaccine-induced autism last year. We've had at least 83 cases in this country where similar awards have been made, mm-hmm. and they've been kept quiet. And they've been made for the last 30 years, but that's not the story that American parents are getting. They're safe and effective. No, they're not.
Yeah.
And William Thompson now comes forward and says they've faked the safety data. And in federal court, we have Merck being sued for fraudulently disguising the efficacy of their vaccine, their mumps vaccine, costing the American taxpayers millions, putting children at risk because mumps in childhood is very safe. Child is relatively harmless, and in adults is not. And so what you do is you make people susceptible again. Your vaccine doesn't work. People become susceptible when they're adults, and the disease can be much, much worse. So this is not just a question of efficacy, of protection. It's a question of safety. Merck are in court over that at the moment. The judge refused to throw the case out, and they are going to go to trial. So the very plank of their argument, the very plank of what they're trying to push these mandates through state by state by state at the moment of safety and efficacy have both fallen away. They're both rotten, and they have no foundation. So these bills are dangerous. Not only do they inevitably violate the rights of parents, but they are frankly dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, California is now talking about doing away altogether with allowing parents to opt out of getting their children for the religious exemptions or what have you. I know a lot of other states are toying with this bill as well to just take away the power of the parent to make that decision for their children. You know, but I'm sitting right here with you, and like I can sense that you're very much at peace. I mean, even for a man, a doctor who's had his life's work and your name sort of dragged through the mud, you're at peace with your research and what you've done. And I feel like, you know you're going to be vindicated.
His vindication is a luxury that I really don't dwell upon very much. There is a much more important issue, and that is how to protect the children of this mm-hmm. country from this extraordinary onslaught. And that has to happen. I look at, Nelson Mandela was in prison, in solitary confinement, 27 years. I've only been in this fight for 20 years, and I still have my freedom. So I have no complaints. And if I might feel sorry for myself on occasions, then the next time I see a child with autism, I think I don't have a problem.
Right.
So it's a constant reminder of what the true issues are in this. Mm-hmm. It's not about me. It's not about that work that was done years ago. This is just a public relations rhetoric to try and dismiss the issue when, in fact, they know it's real. They know. People at the highest levels know this is real. William Thompson told Gerberding, the head of the CDC, about these data. And she ignored him, and she went off to Merck on a huge salary to look after their vaccine division. So that is how insidiously dangerous and corrupt this system is, and that's what must be exposed. And I will not be going away until that happens.
Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible how whatever amount of money can be worth selling your soul and, harming millions of the world's children and just being okay with that because you know you're going to get a golden parachute at some point. And all of these people must realize that the truth will come out sooner or later, especially with the internet, as long as we can continue getting this information out there. So important. So are you aware of any, you mentioned that some of the things that we're going to be learning at this summit are some alternative therapies and things like that you mentioned.
Well, therapies that are now becoming more and more mainstream, gastrointestinal investigation and intervention in children with autism, one of the most consistent findings in research now in autism is the link with the bowel disease, a bowel disease that was described by us at the Royal Free way back in 1998 and tragically subverted because it was synonymous with vaccine injury, therefore it couldn't be true.
Mm.
How many children suffered, how many children were in pain for many, many years who could have been treated? Now that's coming to the forefront. And so dietary interventions, nutritional interventions, supplementation, all of these things to heal the child and then allow other things like remedial therapies with applied behavioral analysis, behavioral interventions to have their full effect. Because if a child's in pain, they can't concentrate. But if they're physically well, then you'll get the most out of all of the other interventions. That you use.
Mm. Isn't it amazing how it always goes back to the diet? I mean, that's the part of the Hippocratic Oath for doctors they have to take to know that it starts there with the diet. And yet now we're told really the only way you can find the healing is through these medicines, which are mostly all plant derived anyway. So it's just kind of interesting that it all sort of circles back around. And, I'm really glad that that is something that's becoming more prevalent and people do have an option. They do see that they're not alone. There are other people out there like them and they don't have to be afraid. Is there anything you would want to say to parents out there who are maybe kind of feeling the pressure of their peers, or is there any resources for them?
Yes, you're not alone. Come to the summit, listen to the experts, and you will realize that not only are you your instincts right, you're on the right track, but there are many others with you who have whose children have gained great benefits from that sort of intervention. So it's a painful learning process. Yes, it's largely based in treating the gut. And as a gastroenterologist, I find that perfectly acceptable. Mm-hmm. And nutritional and dietary in origin. We are what we eat. And that was never more so, particularly in the face of things like GMO crops and pesticides.
Yeah.
So I think that parents should be reassured that this is actually becoming more and more mainstream. It's just that the mainstream has to be dragged kicking and screaming, mm-hmm. not least of which it doesn't serve the pharmaceutical industry interests
right.
to have these so-called alternative but entirely natural treatments that are at hand.
Right, which people have to understand how heavy the hand of Big Pharma is in every sector, and especially the media, but then, of course, your schools and then your doctors and the advice. I mean, we have a story about a lawsuit that's going on right now, a nursing student saying that her college instructors were telling the students two particular ways that they could intimidate their patients into getting vaccines. Oh, well, if you don't get your vaccine, you're going to lose your Medicaid, and then you'll be responsible for all of your doctor bills. If you're a new father, you're not going to be able to see your newborn if you're not up to date on vaccines. And of course, you know, the shots could never, you could never be immunized by the time if they give you the shot. Okay, now go in and see your baby. In fact, you're probably going to bring measles or something in there with your newborn baby who hasn't built up its immunity yet. And of course, we've also got a story that it just came out now that in fact, Monsanto, these companies, they knew the dangers of glyphosate 30 years ago, and they covered up the science and how glyphosate was bad for your gastrointestinal and how it's being torn up. And now people are having all these, you know, celiac disease and things like that, or autism related diseases. So the fact that we can have a mainstream media really pushing that the science is here, I just feel like these people are all, they got the blood on their hands, you know?
Yeah, this is an absolute disgrace. I mean, vaccination policy, public health policy depends upon the public confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the trust of the public. What kind of system is it that coerces you by threatening you, by lying to you in this case, by making up lies about what you will lose?
Right.
Or, in Australia now, doing exactly that, taking away $11,000 worth of child benefits per year if you don't get fully vaccinated. What kind of coercion? That's not based on public confidence in vaccination policy. That's a disaster. You have lost the public. If that's what you have to do, if you have to force people to get vaccinated, you are on a road to nowhere.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Dr. Wakefield, thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be the Give Autism a Chance Summit happening Saturday, April 18th here in Austin, Texas at the Domain. It's going to be a really great event happening all day. I really think it's interesting that you're going to have the siblings out there. I think that is so important because so many parents do feel alone and you never really even think about what the other kids might be going through or what they might be feeling. So,
and one more important comment, and that is the hotel have given hugely discounted rates on rooms if they're booked in the next 2 days. So it's a fabulous hotel, very cheap rooms. So if you are going to come to the Westin on Saturday, book now.
Very nice. Okay. So some deep hotel discounts. Very good to know. So we'll have the link up there. And that is the Give Autism a Chance Summit taking place this Saturday here in Austin. You can find out more at theautismtrust.org. Thank you all for tuning in to the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, please become a subscriber. And you can also head over to prisonplanet.tv and share your username and password with up to 20 people at the same time. We'll see you guys here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. herbs, extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.